I'm Deva Flowers.
And I'm Chief Bob Vasquez.
Welcome to Creating Leaders of Character.
Our purpose in creating this podcast is to help you empower yourself as a leader.
Specifically, as a leader of character.
Deva and I come from two very different times. You might consider me an old school kind of leader.
And I'm what might be considered an emerging leader.
As different as our perspectives may be, we both agree that leading with character is important these days. Actually, it's always been important. Now, it may even be critical.
Throughout this podcast, we'll share our perspectives, not to convince you to think like either of us, but to help you develop your own perspectives and apply them to make you a better leader.
A leader of character. This podcast is powered by the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight. Well, hello, Ms. Deva. Good to see you again. It's getting closer and closer that we're talking about graduation.
Yes, I am battling senioritis to my bitter end.
Well, how close are you?
Next Thursday is my last day, and today is Tuesday of this week. So I'm very excited. I heard my professor say, next Thursday is our last class, and I had to double take because I didn't believe her. I had a very, very dangerous thought that I could do nothing for the rest of the semester and still pass, but I wouldn't keep my A's. So,
and that's one of the things I want to talk about today. But nonetheless, you've worked this long to get this far. No reason to just quit the last week, keep going until, I'm not much of a sports guy, but I know when runners train for a race, they train to run past the finish line, not at the finish line, Apollo Ono is one of my proteges, when we talked about strategies and all that, you don't try to get to the finish line. You go beyond it because the other guy's going to go beyond it. So finish up, if you think that you've got 2 weeks instead of one, when it turns out to be one, you can sigh with relief and say, good, I don't need to worry about it anymore. So,
I won't battle senioritis as bad. Somebody came into class just yesterday and said, in the middle of all of the class, and said, I'm back from the dead, because they hadn't been in class for weeks, and my professor asked her why, and she just said, oh, I've been battling senioritis really badly, I haven't wanted to come to class. And that was shocking to me, because I think she's back in class so that she can pass, but she was gone for quite a while, and she said, I'm back from the dead. And I was like, wow, I understand.
I never understood when I taught. I used to teach at obviously at the Air Force Academy, but at UCCS, University of Colorado at Colorado Springs, and it was amazing. They'd forget what days we were going to meet and all that. They'd have to, so when do we come back? Okay, mm-hmm. Every week I say Thursday, but anyway. They all knew when the holidays were or the days off or whatever it is, And I thought, well, okay, but I'm thinking, and this is when I was working on my master's, I remember people wanting not to have classes. And I'm thinking, I'm paying this guy to teach me stuff. I don't want to cut classes. I want to have more so that I can learn more. Otherwise, now, if your intent is just to fill the squares, just to get through the program, okay, I can almost understand that. But my intent was to learn something, because I'm spending big time money, Now, maybe if it was my parents' money and not mine, that'd be different. Mm-hmm. But no, it was coming out of my pocket. But but anyway, I didn't understand my students not wanting to come to class. I mean, come on. We get another 3 hours together, man. You can hang with the chief for three more hours. I'd be beaming at that, but yeah. So anyway, it is what it is. But it is always good to finish that. And someone just posted on Facebook, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it's finished. And that was about graduating, they just graduated. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if that's your perspective, and I know what you mean, but it's just a beginning, you're at this point, you have this methodology for learning. Keep going. Don't stop. You know, I used to tell that to my cadets, my graduates, because a lot of times when they went on to whatever they were doing next, 99% of it of them would be going to some type of training. And I know those that had to didn't go to training immediately. You know, when I talk to them, they say, you know, that was the dumbest thing I did because I thought I could just sleep a lot, rest a lot, not use my brain a lot. But when I got back in the classroom, that hurt because I kind of lost, you know, the muscle memory. Which so anyway, advice to a young person, Miss Deva, it's not the end; it's just the beginning. Now you can apply all of the stuff that you learned, assuming that you learn anything. So. That's the to me, that's the fun of it and the value of it. So, but nonetheless, a couple or a week. Well, I'm going to say a couple of weeks, and that way, when it's only a week, you'll say, "Oh, wow, what happened?"
A good strategy.
So, but I wonder, do you have a lot of student peers that are in the same, I won't say situation, but they have children and married as well, or are you the only one in your class?
I'm the only person that I have met, but I just had somebody reach out to me who's from the journalism department at UT and say that they wanted to interview student parents. And she introduced me to I haven't been or visited or anything, but she introduced me to a student parent group. So they're out there. But they're, gosh, are they quiet? I mean, nobody really talks about it. All my friends in class seem to know that I have a kid. I've posted on social media where we follow each other and everything, but as far as, you know, battling husband, not hand-to-hand combat, but battling having husband and child and schoolwork, I think it's a fairly unique situation. But it's working out pretty well. I get the opportunity to talk to you because my husband's in the other room, able to, you know, spend time with Joel. And it's working out. It is hard, especially because this semester is 18 hours, which is a lot for me. But yeah,
Well,
I'm
you chose
excited not
that.
to be finished. I did. I did chose that. Yeah, I chose that because I ended up doing ROTC for 2 years and wanting to have another second major and minor and all that. So I definitely signed myself up. I could have been simple. Could have just had one major, just signed off, and the job that I'm getting to do after I graduate is helping to run a summer camp for kids. So I could have just totally survived with a business minor and my one major, but got to learn about government and other things too. So I'm grateful for it, and it'll be good to, I guess, not be finished because I will continue to learn, but a little pat on the back would be nice, some reward to feel like I'm done. And just yesterday, I finished my senior thesis. I got to present this academic poster presentation, and it was good to hear my thesis advisor tell me to look for done. They were like, "Stop researching and look for done. Try to be finished because the school is going to end, and you want to, you know, have a printed copy of your work instead of, you know, academics can just continue to go on and on and on as long as you want to write." So. Yeah,
Well,
it was good to be
yeah,
done.
we ought to fire that teacher though.
He
That's not the
said,
idea.
"Look
The
for
idea, you
finish.
keep learning, you know, keep
You're
learning.
too easy on me." Well, I will tell you, I don't know. This is a funny story about me, but it went over my head the fact that academic papers are usually double spaced. I was required to write 60 pages, as a thesis, capstone thesis. I wrote 79 pages single spaced. And in the very end, I went to go turn it in and I thought, oh, right, the formatting. And it went over 100 pages and I could have stopped way before I did, but I guess it's rewarding. Always that it, as to your example of think that you have, you know, 60 more pages to write and then you're actually done, you feel better. But that was a, I didn't know whether to be proud or disappointed.
Well, let me tell you, from this side, the bad part is that the professor has to read that stuff. So it's like, no, I don't want 80 pages. I want 40 because I don't have time to read 80 times 50 or whatever, however many kids or students there are in the class. But well, whatever. But yeah, you'll get it done. And again, I think you figured out. I love to learn. And I love to pass it on. That's why I call it air power, HEIR power. That whatever I learn, I pass it on to someone. Otherwise, I just wrote this in some essay yesterday, I think it was. Imagine being the smartest person in the world, and no one knows it.
Yeah.
That would, to me, that would suck. I want to learn everything I can so that I can pass it on to as many people as I can. And I'm probably on social media too much, but I love getting those responses or those posts to say, thanks, Chief, because I didn't know that. Well, now you do.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel good. That makes me feel like I fulfilled my purpose here on this earth. But let's talk a little bit. The topic, I guess, in general, Deva, is education still important and or valuable? What do you think? What do you think personally, and what do you think your peers think? Because, again, I have a, I th well, I don't know. I think I can generalize what my peers would think, us old farts, but y'all think differently.
I live in the country, or we're at least moving to the country, where there are a lot of people that think that higher education is becoming less and less important. There's a lot of people who maybe they're homeschooled and they think that, trade school is a better option, or starting your own business. More and more entrepreneurs are kind of touting the fact that they didn't go to university, but look what I did. And I think it's totally possible. My husband is an electrician and is, having a good career doing that, but there's less mobility for him because he can't just go out and apply for all these jobs that may require some kind of college degree. And there are some jobs that don't require a specific college degree. For some reason, they just require a college degree. So for me, it was important that I went through college because I wanted to have the flexibility to do a corporate job or other job if I needed to. But that's not my choice. My choice actually is to go not just help at the summer camp, but also maybe start my own business doing something that wouldn't require a college degree. I would love to be my own boss. That's my personal journey with that. And to me, maybe that takes doing some corporate work before I'm able to be my own boss. So long story short, I think that it all depends on what your goals are. I was just walking my mom to her car. She came to visit me yesterday, and she was just patting me on the back and telling me how proud she was of me finishing my thesis. And she mentioned the same topic. She said, "I know that people nowadays are less and less concerned about college being a big deal, and it's becoming to where a lot of people don't see it as a big accomplishment. But to me," she said, "to me it is, and you did it, and that you're almost done. It's your senior year, and that was a lot of work that you did with husband and baby and life changes and all that." And so, to answer your question, I know my mom's proud of me, which is good, and I'm proud of me,
I'm proud of
which
you.
is
I'm
also
proud of you.
good.
But
Thank you.
let me
Chief
say that
Atkins is
publicly.
proud of me.
Yes, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I guess nobody else really matters, but yeah, and so even if it wasn't for instance, I don't think I'm going to be using my government degree anytime soon. I'm going to be working at camp. I will be using my business minor, but my other plan two honors degree, I'm not really sure where that will take me. So if one of my country hick friends was like, "What are you actually using your degree for?" I probably would commiserate with them and say, it was more of the academic rigor, the experience, the people I met, and the fact that now I have a college degree that is benefiting me, not necessarily my major. If maybe I was going to be a dentist or a nurse, it would be different. But for me, as a liberal arts student, I could totally understand where people are coming from with the "you don't actually use your degree when you go to college" thing. So that's my opinion, both
Well,
and.
in my perspective, Deva, there are two parts. One is that you learn something about something, whatever that you decide. But the other part that I think is a lot more, I'll say more important, maybe it's not more important, but just as important, is the process of learning. In 4 years, now it's not going to happen because you've got so many teachers who believe different things, and that's okay. You're learning, if nothing else, I hope, about diversity. And not, you know, a lot of times when we talk, especially in higher ed, when we talk about diversity, we're really talking about ethnicity. That's easy for me to say. Ethnicity, which is different, you know, that I'm Hispanic, that you're Anglo, I guess is what the term that we would use. I don't know. White, which is that's a political term anymore, or black, or Indian, native, all of those things, you know, I think the value of that is that it's a different perspective. It's a different culture. You know, even myself, when I used to go home, and I'm not doing it anymore, unfortunately, but when I used to go home, my mom used to say, come home, move back. And I'd always tell her, Mom, this is not my world. I live in a different world. You know, I could probably live here and maybe assimilate back into it. I don't want to begin with, because I have a different world. You know, being in the military 50 years, my life is totally different, you know. And I always, as much as I love to be with her and my sisters in southern New Mexico, I could hardly wait to get back to see the cadets. I'm on my way here when we're done. I'm going to go see some cadets. I love that. These are my people, you know, and our culture that we live in is the culture that we live in, so which is different than your culture. So I think the value, or one value, of going to university, to college, is that diversity of people, cultures, and thought. Although I'm not making a political statement, but it's the truth that in many colleges and universities, there diversity of thought is corralled into you thinking about what I want you to think. You know, and you can go online and see all kinds of stuff that's going on right now. So I don't think that's good, and I don't think it's right. But nonetheless, we ought to, as teachers, I think, should teach you how to learn, not what to learn. What to learn, I mean, you can Google it. It's right. You got your phone right there, so you can Google anything in the universe, and you'll get answers to it. But how do you do it? You know, that's important. So, and what do you do with it? You know, okay. So, and what are your degrees in?
I have a government degree with a
Government.
business minor, and I have this thing called Plan Two, which is philosophy and writing. So Plan
So,
Two is the weird one.
yeah. Well, and again, if they taught you well, you can use that wherever you go. You know, the next step, you want to write a book. Well, now you have some, at least some ideas on how to do it, some methods and methodology maybe on how to do it. And then you got me. So you can do that from, you know, in between yelling at kids or whatever it is you're going to do at camp, protecting them, or pulling them out of the pool and all that.
I wanted to I won't be doing homework any yelling at kids, especially kids with autism, but I wanted to comment on your polarization topic with university. I did a fairly polarizing research topic for my thesis, and I realized because I had to present on a poster presentation, I had people walk by and I would explain what my research was, and they had questions and all that. But I realized that I think people in general, when they are able to talk at university, they'll I think a majority of people are willing to listen, like just people in general are willing to listen. But I think the systems in place, as far as what professors are trying to push one agenda versus another, versus does the class feel like a place that you can talk about your own opinion? What's the culture? What's the organizational culture of like your individual classes versus your professor versus the university as a whole? So it's interesting because what I learned at university was not only that there were people that thought different than I did because they were vocal, and I noticed them more than I probably noticed people that thought similarly. But I also noticed that people in general can come around to having fruitful conversation if it's an inclusive environment where professors, hopefully professors like you, would promote open discussion about different topics and ideas. So as far as people saying don't go to university or education's not important because you're not able to have your own opinion, I can definitely understand where they would come from and think that. And I think it may come more internally because we're afraid to share our opinion already. We're afraid of rejection. And what I've noticed is with the courage to share, you might get a few people that come to you afterwards and say that they agree with you, even if you did get some backlash for your opinion. So I think people are people. That's what I've learned from nowadays university.
And I think that's a huge lesson. I'm not sure everybody gets it, but that should be one of the main outcomes of for any college degree of any sort, that you can accept people for who they are, and that's okay. You know, although you know, and every prof well, not every, a lot of professors that I studied with, and even my friends that are quote professors, a lot of times they think that they have been ordained to know the truth, and you learn it my way or the highway. I'll tell you what, my what I think I've mentioned this before, my psychology class, I think it was what it was, I failed it like three times, four
Oh,
times, something
wow.
like that. But there were like 1,000 of us in this classroom, this huge auditorium,
Wow.
and the really the purpose of that was to weed us out to see who could not do the work. And okay, maybe there's some purpose in that. I have no idea. I don't think so. But nonetheless, they did me. They weeded me out of the class. Luckily, I was too stubborn and I stayed in and I kept going back. But when I did pass the class, I aced it. And that was when I was on active duty in the Philippines and I studied with a psychologist, a guy who was doing the work. He was a doctor, you know,
Good.
whatever. I can't remember. I can see his face, but he was actually doing the job. And I aced it. It was amazing. So,
Wow.
well, let's. I'm going to give you a week to think about this, and then let's get back to this. Give me a story or two that you have experienced that you have had in the last 4 years that make it worthwhile
Sure.
having gone to university, other than knowing getting to meet me. But you did it. You did that over here, so that doesn't count.
I'll think about it.
All
Sounds
right. See you
good.
next
Thank
week.
you. Thank you for listening. We hope that there was something that you heard in this episode that will help empower you to become a better leader.
A leader of character. If you'd like to connect with us, please email us at cloc@leadershipandforesight.org.
Until next time, be great. This podcast is powered by the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight.